We ended up getting onto the helipad, which was probably a highlight of the trip.
Which is the highest helipad in
the Middle East.
This is Fat Chats with the lads.
With your boys Baz, Pricey and Liam.
Let's go.
I'm just trying to do something fun every day.
Never be afraid to go out and see the world.
If you're not into NFTs, you're missing out.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Welcome everyone to another episode. We're really sorry we've been a bit MIA these last couple of weeks, but we're back in Perth and ready to go.
Yeah, where'd we go?
We went to the Middle East. Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. How was it?
It was incredible. You were on the trip, mate.
You sound like you weren't.
You can tell us yourself.
It's a bit of a third person introduction, you know.
Third person intro.
Yeah. Fair enough.
That's right. We've got a lot to talk about.
It was incredible. I think we can all say that. We were absolutely exhausted. When we got back. All three of us were so ill when we got back.
We did get pretty ill.
Just absolutely knocked out.
We thought it was COVID. We were just like 100%.
Oh, dead set. I was so surprised when I got that test back.
Turns out though, we just ran our bodies into the ground.
Literally.
Doing so much.
It was probably the most hectic week I think I've ever had.
Because we started, a mid-morning flight. That was pretty good. But then we had like a 7-hour layover in Melbourne.
So think about the time zone. So we went 4 hours ahead there.
Yeah. And then we flew out of Melbourne at like midnight.
Yeah.
And we flew all the way back across the country.
Oh, that was sucked.
And 14-hour trip on the flight tracker, midnight. And you're just thinking, we're going back to Perth.
Which we left about,
a day later.
A day earlier. And we're heading to Abu Dhabi 14 hours later.
Yeah.
And then 20-hour trip total just to get there. Oh. Crossing time zones on the plane.
We got the short straw on that. Out of all the creators in the world that got this gig, I think we got the short straw. 20 hours to get to Abu Dhabi. Oh.
But you know what? We did have one member on our team that fought for our spot in the lounge.
Yeah,
we did. Zandrono.
Shout out Zan.
Zan Jones.
You listen to this, mate. You're a legend.
Yeah, got us into a few lounges, didn't he? A few breakfasts, coffee.
Oh, man, he was...
Showers as well in Melbourne.
Yeah,
that was game changer.
Great.
Game changer.
Ready for the flight.
Going onto a flight fresh, clean, ready to go.
And providing the pills, the melatonin pills.
Yeah, the melatonin. Yeah, knocked us out. We definitely needed something like that though.
Oh, dude.
Hit back
a few. And then Daddy Chad was like telling us when we should be sleeping, making sure we wake up at the right time because of the time zone in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, after his boys. We were literally the three kids on the trip.
100%. Every trip needs a dad. And that was Daddy Chad.
They were both dads, to be honest.
They drove us everywhere.
Yeah, driving the rental car because none of us can be trusted.
Literally.
We're on the other side of the road.
Right side of the road. That's the first time. That's the first time I've been on the other side of the road.
I haven't been on the other side of the road.
Yeah, same.
It was the scariest thing ever. And their speed limit's 160.
Yeah, what is that?
Flying. And they didn't even have limits at some spots.
No, and they were absolute maniacs. Like proper maniac drivers.
Crazy.
I felt at home.
I felt bad for Chad. I was like, Chad is stressed right now.
Chad was stressed. Yeah, first day
he was very quiet, wasn't he?
I would be too though if I was driving on the other side of the road on freeways and just weaving in and out.
And by the way, that's
roundabouts.
Trip. I know, because you're looking the other way and even crossing the road.
Always look left.
We couldn't cross the road properly.
Yeah, we're always looking left.
Yeah, but that's Chad Gerber, who a few episodes ago, for a bit of reference.
Had a chat.
Yeah, so basically, let's run through how we kind of got that trip.
Got a super random. I was actually up with mum and dad's and got a super random email from Vishma. Shout out to the Vish.
Vish.
At our econ. Yeah. Marketing? Yeah.
Yukon.
Yukon? Yeah. But it's spelled like that.
Yukon.
Yeah. Got the email and took a while to work out if it was actually real.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't even thought about international travel for so long. And yeah, got the media brief, sent it to you boys and was like, this can't be real. And obviously, why do you reckon it was, pretty real? So we, got back to it straight away. And I said, obviously we got the Calais set up, and apparently Visit Abu Dhabi were so excited to have a group of Australian boys. So apparently it was a no-brainer for them. Yeah. So
the purpose of it was to promote tourism back into Abu Dhabi, the city.
Yeah.
And kind of now that the world's opening back up, that was what the campaign was about.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, basically. Because it's also new. Like, I didn't even have my passport. Like, I had to get the rapid passport. Spent about $600 doing that.
Oh.
Getting that sorted. But
legit.
Yeah. God. And the turnaround, what was it? Like 3 weeks and we're away.
3 weeks.
3 weeks from the email and to our flight.
Yep.
And it was just, it was so hectic, wasn't it? Getting everything sorted.
Yeah. And we were so pumped to all head, but turns out.
Yeah, a couple of the boys couldn't make it. Jackson and Zach in the end. But we were able to carry the Calais.
Yeah, brand over.
Get over there.
100%. Yeah. I had so much fun.
Yeah.
Because we were on Roto, and I remember you showed us the email or something like that, and I was like, Daniel Barrington, you have been selected for the...
It looked so fake.
Yeah, it was like
congrats, Daniel, you've been selected as a creator to come to Abu Dhabi.
And he's like, nah, that's a pass sure, take.
Yeah.
Take
but we all would have. It just, yeah, it just happened by that. And we got the group. So
yeah.
And it turns out that Xandro and Chad happened to be hit up as well.
Well, funny thing with Chad, because Chad, I was talking to Chad about it that afternoon. And I said, oh, Chad, I'm going to email her right now and try to get you on. And then he calls me and said, Daniel, thank you so much for sorting it out. I'm like, I haven't actually emailed her, mate. And it turns out she emailed him.
Yeah. Just out of the blue.
What is the chances?
And it's amazing how many times that's happened.
Yeah.
Where we get jobs individually and they don't realize we're all connected.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens like bonds.
Oh, crazy, man. Everyone, we all get hit up separately.
We all jumped in the same Zoom screen.
Oh, that's so good.
That was
so
hilarious.
Good.
I had no idea.
Yeah, but I mean, this trip was probably one of my first travel content kind of trips. Yeah. So it was pretty cool. Like, everything was pretty organized. Vishma kind of had all the spots we had to go to, the mosques, the museums, cool spots.
It was so well
everything
organized.
Everything laid out, 100%.
Yeah.
We ended up hiring a car, which was a game changer,
best
really.
Thing we ever did. Yeah.
Massive.
Anytime. So
pretty much what it was 6 days we had in Abu Dhabi to check out all these different locations, you know, promote it online and pretty much shoot content for the places that we were going to. And it was pretty free with, you know, what we could do in our own time and free and spare time. Travel around and check out some cool places, but we just had to hit these particular spots and really showcase what Abu Dhabi had to offer.
I mean, we say it was so hectic, which it was, the itinerary, but we also added so many things, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that road in the desert, I don't know if everyone's seen those photos, but that wasn't on the itinerary.
No.
But a friend, Ben Mack, said we had to get there.
Yeah.
So
we didn't have to get up for sunrise.
But no, but we did.
We pretty much did most mornings.
Yeah.
It was literally sunset to sunrise.
Yeah. Anytime there was free time, we were like, we have to make use of it and just send it.
Yeah.
And we had we stayed at St. Regis' first hotel, which is probably the most unbelievable hotel I'll ever stay at. And the fact that we had our own rooms on different floors, it was just, I rocked in my suitcase and I had to pinch myself, try and work out what the hell's going on.
Yeah. 100%. I thought we'd be sharing bunk beds and
literally, I'd be happy
cool with that though.
We're so used to that. Like going down south, sleeping on the floor, crashing in someone's swag.
Yeah.
Next minute we're in Abu Dhabi
and
St. Regis.
By the end, we'll go into that more, but we stayed in a hostel with bunk beds and we were like, what is this? Like, get us a 5-star hotel.
Where's my warm towelettes to wash my hands?
Yeah, literally in the foyer, yeah. But I remember rocking into that hotel and realizing this is the biggest thing we've ever had.
Yeah.
Like, this is why
crazy.
We started.
Are we peaking too early? Like, this is
I'm too young for this. I'm not ready.
Literally. How are the city views, though, from the hotel?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Huge beds, bath, shower, just like a whole vibe to
literally.
Ourselves.
And then we ended up meeting Vishma, who kind of organized a trip. And she, we got along really well and had a great time with her. And then she kind of just, Zandrono, the master of manipulating people into better things.
Yeah.
King of the upgrades.
Well. King of the upgrades, mate. Anytime you get an upgrade. Oh, could you check out the presidential suite? It's classic.
I've got one ticket here, but can I sneak my three friends in?
Yeah, every time.
And we ended up getting onto the helipad, which was probably a highlight of the trip.
Which
really.
Is the highest helipad in...
The Middle East.
Huge. Yeah. And we even had the audacity to carry skateboards and see if we could get up, and they just straight away just shut us down.
Yeah. No, I was fine with that. We were just like up there. It was just security guards just watching us and we were just like doing TikTok dances on a helipad.
No, you were doing the TikTok dances.
It was just nicely doing the TikTok dances.
Don't even bring us into that.
Yeah,
trust right involve us.
All we had to do was film you.
We had to film him because he wanted us.
Had to. That was
star of the show.
Guys, film me do this.
Liam and I always say, we live in Pricey's world. And that summed it up.
The trip was pricey.
Nah, that's good. But that was definitely a highlight of my trip.
We actually say we try bring into that every conversation with anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. But by the way, we went on a helipad.
Yeah.
Everything in life is referred to the helipad now.
It's revolved. Yeah. We're going to have anniversaries 1 year. I think we're coming up on 2 weeks, actually.
Yeah.
2 weeks since the helipad.
But you know what though? With these buildings and helipads comes elevators. And you know what? Elevators, they are the most awkward place in the history of the world. I'm telling
you. It's even
terrible.
Awkward with your mates. Everyone suddenly
what
goes
do you
quiet.
Do?
Everyone starts looking at their phone, even with your best mates like us.
And like you're like, oh, can you just touch the floor for me? And you're like, oh, okay. And then like everyone's like, what floor are you? Oh, it's just, I hate it. Ah!
We had some awkward interactions on the elevator.
I think you two more than
hotels.
Me.
Oh, we're terrible.
Definitely, we got put in some rough situations.
The best one. This is the best one. We're going up. It was late at night. Me and Liam, absolute space cadets of the trip.
Yeah.
We're chilling in the elevator going up to like level 40 and we're so tired. But with St. Regis, five-star hotel, everything just smells so nice. Like, it's just so floral and just so good.
Yeah.
There happens to be a guy next to us. He's sitting in there in a suit.
He comes in to the elevator.
He comes into the elevator.
And which he's probably a very high roller because that's all they were at St. Regis.
Oh, literally.
Yeah.
Expensive tuxedos.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to level 40, probably to his penthouse or whatever.
Yeah.
And
oh, it's Chad on the phone. Speaking of the devil.
Chad.
Get him on. No, answer.
Chad.
Yo, what's up? Yeah, good, thanks. How you doing?
Chad, you're on another episode of Fat Chats.
This is your second episode on Fat Chats.
Is it really? Yeah. Thanks for having me on Fat Chats. Who have you got guesting today?
No one. It's just the boys.
It's chatting. The Abu Dhabi edition.
You're in the mic. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Daddy Chad.
Daddy Chad, yeah.
We're going up to this top kind of the floor. Like, it was like, what, 55, 60 falls or something. And we were stopping at 40. And this guy hops in about halfway up, probably heading up. He's in his expensive tuxedo standing right next to us. And Liam, the delirious space cadet he is, looks at him and goes, how do they make these elevators smell so good? And I'm like, Liam, like, what? And then he's just like, yeah, how do they make it smell so good, man? And he looks over to us and, like, you know, the language barrier, everything, just looks at Liam and just goes, perfect. Puts his thumbs up and then turns around and looks away. And I'm cracking up. Like, me and Liam just start laughing.
I thought he meant that it was a perfect smell. They'd nailed the whole experience for what people have in the elevator. And so I turned around to you guys. I was like, it's perfect, guys. It's perfect.
It sounded
like I was just fully...
Oh, the cringe taking the piss out of my heart. I get off the lift like cracking up for 10 minutes.
And then this is the thing. You guys all got off the lift and we were just up there for another like five levels. I don't think you were there. No,
I wasn't here.
So I was the highest one going up and it was just me and him in the lift. And then I walked out, stepped out, turned around, said, have a good one to him. And he just stared me in the eyes.
Oh, that hurt.
I was just like headed straight to my room.
Oh, man.
Not about it.
The language barrier and does lead for some awkward moments.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
All the time. Something.
Another time we were in, me and Price were in the elevator. It's always us. Stitched up. Some guy with a huge table or something he's wheeling pulls right into the elevator right in the middle. And me and Price were on either side. So it just blocks us off fully.
Yeah, literally.
And we were just, it was Pricey and him on one side. I couldn't see anything now because there was just a massive table in front of me. And they were just having a chat. It was just like, I fully got shut out of the combo.
I fully forgot you were there.
Yeah, he forgot I was there. And I was going to say something, but I was like, they don't even know I'm here anymore. And just so many little awkward moments.
Oh, man. Elevator
chat. I actually did have one now. Think about it. It was late at night. And because I was on the top level, I was the last one to get on the lift. Yeah. But Liam, you were only a few levels below me. So I think Chad got off and it was just Liam and I. And I knew Liam was trapped in with me, so I just let off the biggest fart.
Oh,
like, let one rip.
Yuck, dude.
Like, yeah.
And he stung.
And Liam was trapped, and he was pissed. He was so pissed off. And then Liam gets off, and Liam's like, I hope someone walks in on this. And I was like, haha, yeah. I've only got a few more levels to go. I kid you not, the next level, someone presses a button, and the door's open, and this family walks in.
Oh,
and
I've gone, stung.
Oh, no. And instantly they looked at me like they knew. They knew straight away.
Yuck,
man. It was gross, man. It was like when you fart in the shower and it's all condensed and just
yuck,
like
what?
In your face.
No, that's bad. That's bad. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. It's so much worse.
That's much worse because of the water and it's like,
yeah, it's like steam.
Yeah, it's steam and it just condenses with the water. I don't even know what.
The inner lift happens, is just such a condensed area. And then the worst thing, the doors got out,
and the fumes just went all onto his family, probably.
Literally. But so I think that elevator moved.
Ears.
Mate, that was a level a second.
It was the fastest.
On the right, mate.
Bro, it was five levels a second.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, true. Yeah, it was. That's
it
right.
It had 60 levels and we'd probably get up there in like, if you wanted to, what, 20?
Yeah, dude. It was
15
like
seconds.
Like my ears would crackle and I'd have to pop my ears. Like
altitude.
Went up so quick, man.
Yeah.
It sucked. Yeah. But anyway, that was it. That was St. Regis.
That was St. Regis, most unbelievable place.
Yeah,
elevator chats
is probably something we'd like to bring onto the potty and kind of have as a
awkward moment section.
Yeah. So if you've got
it lines well with get it off your chest.
It does. Get it off your chest. Elevator chats.
Just another word for it, really, isn't it?
Just another word.
Yeah.
So for those of you wondering what the kind of itinerary looked like, firstly, we landed in the city in Abu Dhabi and we were staying at St. Regis for two nights, which is a hotel that's kind of in the middle of the city center. And yeah, the first 2 days, it was activities based around where we actually were in that location, which were, you know, mosques and a few different
other aquarium. That was cool.
Memorials and that sort of thing. So
yeah,
that's what the first couple of days looked like. Pretty busy. Then we kind of changed scenery and went to the desert. for our third night, which was pretty much in the middle of nowhere. It was about an hour and a half drive.
Like a luxurious tropical resort in the middle of nowhere.
Talal Resort.
Yeah. Literally in the middle of nowhere. Those sand dunes that you've probably seen everywhere, they're just smack bang in the middle. There's a huge resort of people staying.
Yeah, and the view, you walk out into the pool and all you see is sand dunes for as far as you can see.
Yeah, you wouldn't have no idea where you are.
No. That was really cool. Yeah. That was probably my favourite part. I wish we stayed longer there.
We got to head to the presidential suite of the Talal Resort.
Zandrono again.
Yeah. It was just, it's what, 40K a night or something like that?
It was something ridiculous like that. It was
$40,000 a night.
Yeah.
And you just have this massive, I think it was like an 8-bedroom house with this huge infinity pool out the front and just
endless dunes.
Yeah.
Looking out. Ah, that was cool. There was heaps of animals. And then we ended up going to a kind of a wildlife sanctuary, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Ferrari World, world's fastest roller coaster. Loved that.
Yeah.
Liam.
Yeah, man. It was
so Liam held our bags really well for that one. No, but honestly, that was just insane. And Zandrono took the Ferrari for a spin.
Yeah, paid a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
Got to take a Ferrari for a spin.
Yeah. Clocked that thing.
180Ks he hit?
Yeah. Dude, apparently.
So hectic.
He was driving it on the freeway there.
Adrenaline rush, man. And then he comes off and goes straight into Ferrari World roller coaster, world's fastest roller coaster.
He was afterwards at the cafe we were buzzing. Eating at, and he was buzzing. He was like, do you guys feel like you're just on adrenaline? And everyone was me had not done anything. I was like, I'm ready for bed, bro. Like, he was just buzzing.
Literally.
But that was the funniest thing, that roller coaster. I still think about it. I look over at Pricey. And remember when I was like, did you feel like rain? He's like, nah, bro, that was my saliva. While he's yelling, he's like,
he's like raining on Baz. Felt so bad.
And then his mask flew off.
Flew everything.
Oh, yeah.
My hands are up. I'm just yelling at the top of my lungs. My throat was killing for the next 6 hours.
Zero to 240Ks in 4.9 seconds.
Unbelievable. Oh, like the G's in that thing, it was just insane.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Then we kind of, is that where we kind of wrapped it up? We wrapped it up, Anantana, mangroves.
At that point, we were pretty knackered.
Oh, knackered, man.
And things were starting to get a little bit of tension. I remember Pricey starting to get a few wrong directions, and Chad, that was the one time I've ever heard Chad slightly raise his voice. Come on, man.
Because I was trying to get the music.
Grumpy as well.
Yeah, Pricey's first.
Everyone's a bit over it. We're all knackered and so tired from the trip, and everyone's a bit on edge as well.
Yeah, because I was, when we go on a trip, first thing I do is music.
Oh, and we're driving on the wrong side of the road onto a freeway, and Pricey's sorting out his tunes while Chad's left stranded trying to work out where he's going.
Yeah, I just have to get the music going because I hate being like, I don't know. It's just one of those things. I just need to get the song going. I don't care how late I am.
Get your priorities right.
Yeah.
Nah.
But then,
hopefully there's some people out there that agree with me.
Yeah, probably. But then the flight back, that's probably the worst torture I've ever been through. That was hell.
So we were knackered, and the last day we were checking out these mosques that were the final locations we had to hit. And man, we were just pretty pooped. Me and Pricey were at one point just sitting on the stairs, just, you know, taking a look at it, not shooting anything, but just chilling out because we were that knackered.
Yeah.
Took a lie down.
Literally. It was Space Cadet. Proper. Liam won that award.
Nah, Pricey actually won the award for Space Cadet.
That was honestly a very even battle. Liam, you at the hotel. So we checked into the mangroves. We're absolutely exhausted. This was after getting back from the desert. We're getting handed face towels in the lobby and getting these little mop towels.
Yeah,
and
melon drinks.
Yeah.
Treatment.
Yeah. And after a few hour car ride, it was perfect. And then Liam and Chad got into this little argument about the currency, about how to work out the exchange.
We're a bit on edge there, and I was just...
Tensions were starting to rise. And Liam's room was the only room ready, and ours weren't. So we were all going to go up to Liam's room. And one of the hotel staff personally escorted us to Liam's room. And he handed the key, the hotel key, in the lobby. Meanwhile, Liam's arguing with Chad. We get up to Liam's room.
I think... That was the only time I've stuffed up this whole trip, by the way.
Oh,
but
only?
It was a bit of a big stuff up.
It was hilarious.
Busy having my little drinks and a couple sips and having my flannel on my face. And I think I misplaced my card down below me and it fell into the couch or something. And then we all got up and we were walking and I still had was dabbing myself with this flannel.
We all went up to his level on the hotel.
Had all my bags, grabbed everything. It was all organized apart from that. And then he asked, you guys got the key? And I realized I'd left it all the way down.
No, you didn't even at the start. You're like, no, you didn't give it to me. And the guy was like, yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's right.
And I realized, I said to Liam, yes, Liam, he did.
I realized that he did. but I was just knackered and I left it in the couch.
And then there's
somewhere.
Pricey just leaving his passport in the seat pocket.
He comes down one morning, he's like, "You boys see my passport?"
Oh my God. We're
like, "Bro, you could be stuck in Abu Dhabi if you don't find this thing." And he's like, "Nah, I'm pretty sure I left it in the car. Hey, it's just parked down in the garage." And we're like,
so
"This
in
is
the
most
daily
important
life,
thing you should be looking after."
Yeah. In the daily life, I'm the space cadet here. Forgetting my wallet, whatever. I had my little travel fanny pack, my passport, everything, my watch. Yeah,
yeah.
Didn't lose a thing.
Yeah, I was not on top of that, but yeah, nothing went missing.
Me and Baz are definitely people who have our passports in, you know, in little pockets or pouches that we carry around with us. So it's Pricey,
just in his pocket,
just acts it like a phone. He'll just keep it as it out in out in the air, just chucking it in his pocket or on the ground here, on this table, and it's all munched and all the pages are like, you know, a bit skewed and stained.
Yeah.
It's a bit rank, really. I don't know how to do it.
I'm just a well-seasoned traveler, you know? You young boys are just stuck in Australia.
All those 28 years of life. Eh?
Oh, 28. But yeah, that flight back was horrendous.
Because
horrendous.
On the way there, we were on Economy Plus. So we had a little bit of extra leg room, bit of movement. But on the way back, we were crammed in there like sardines, man. This chick next to me was hacking up her lungs the whole trip down. And me and these boys are trying to sleep. The boys
were pumping
Baz
melatonin.
Is looking, I have never seen Baz look like that because you look at him and he looked straight through you.
I felt like my soul had left my body at one point, especially when I saw on the map that we flew over Perth to get to
that
Sydney.
You know
what also really shook me is, you know how the windows were, or you could tint them manually?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're not shades anymore. They're the tint.
Yeah.
So most of the flight I saw everyone's was like purple.
Yeah.
And it's still night.
Oh,
it's still night this whole time.
Yeah.
Then someone's decided to open theirs and it was daylight. I was like, oh, it's daylight. So my body clock's already gone, what the hell?
Yeah.
Then an hour later, it's sunset again. And I'm going, okay. My body's like,
my body's literally
now.
Ringer.
Literally.
Yeah, we took off and Baz had already carked it. Half an hour before we even took off, he was already asleep.
Yeah.
Liam looks at me and he taps me on the shoulder. He's like, "Pricey, like, are you really sick right now?" And I was like, "No, I'm pretty good." He goes, "Dude, I swear I'm going to vomit, eh?" And I was like, fuck.
I can't sleep at the best of times and definitely not much on a plane. And I pumped these 4 or 5 melatonin tablets.
Yeah.
Which is meant to just crash your body. And I was like, I felt fatigued as, and I just laid back and I couldn't get to sleep.
Yeah.
But these tablets were trying to work on my body and I just was, I don't know, it must have fried me as well.
Yeah, literally.
And so I just got up feeling like I was going to throw up and vomit and it was just not a fun time.
Yeah.
And then Daddy Chad again, waking us up saying, "All right, boys, we need to stay awake now because we're going to Sydney at midnight and then we have to go to sleep again."
Oh,
so then I've got 4 hours trying to stay awake. I'm drinking coffees, watching every movie I can.
Yeah, literally. And then like trying to switch off after that, you're like, nah, I'm done now.
Yeah.
Literally. Because then we landed in Sydney, 12-hour layover.
Yeah, and it was like 12:30 by the time we
got in there.
See, that's what messed me. Because we didn't get to sleep till like 1:30. And then we decided to wake up at sunrise to grab a coffee and go see the Sydney Harbour. I think at that point, my body was
so
like,
no sleep on the plane, 5 hours sleep that night. And we just crossed it, you know, amongst all these time zones.
Yeah.
Checking out the Sydney Harbour Bridge, coffee in hand. Our body's like, what's going on?
Literally.
It's probably shutting down at that point.
Yeah.
And then we had to rush to get on a plane to then fly all the way back to Perth.
Which
and
we were late
again,
for.
Zandrono got us back into the lounge. And it was like boarding now. We're like, okay, we're quickly going to grab a coffee, quickly grab some brekkie. The next minute, it's like last call, flashing.
Final call.
And we just got pancakes in one hand. You had fruit and pastries and all sorts of
pastries.
Shit.
Man, I was running onto the plane. I was hiding it like down the sides of my legs with all these croissants and pastries and stuff.
I was running with my bag through the airport holding all these food.
Literally, for those who don't know, Liam is the pastry boy. Anytime he gets...
Fat little kid at the buffet.
St. Regis, the buffet was, first of all, ridiculous.
Yeah,
but the pastry part of that was like a museum of pastries. And we walked in there the first time and I look at Liam and he's just like, oh yeah. He's like, oh, the pastries. Look at the croissants, Pricey. Look at them. Look how tender they look.
Oh, a bit of a fiend for a pastry.
Yeah, but honestly. And then the lady and the staff were killing themselves laughing, seeing us all trying to scoff down this food and I'm chucking it in the bin and then sprinting to the plane.
Yeah, then we got the plane and then all 5 hour trip back over
across
the country.
Trying to sleep, but we obviously couldn't because it was daylight. And then we got back in Perth at like 9 o'clock.
No, midday.
Midday.
Yeah, it was midday.
Hand-cumped.
Roll around for every...
Literally.
And then from there, we just crashed for 3 days straight. I was so ill.
Yeah, our bodies just got sick. They were like, nope, stuff you.
Yeah.
You've stuffed me around enough.
Yeah.
But just a quick little, I guess, little understanding of where the content creation can take us was that was all paid for completely for us, and what it involves, 7 posts and a few stories.
Yeah, so it was basically we were promoting Abu Dhabi tourism online.
Yeah.
You know, with the audiences that we've got and trying to involve people to showcase that this is a spot that's now open, welcoming vaccinated travellers, and so that's what we were putting out online and promoting.
Yeah, so it was 7 posts each, 10 stories a day, which proved pretty hard.
Was,
but I think we
was,
did pretty well. And yeah, it just, with a camera in hand, that's kind of where it gets you.
Yeah, so we're still putting out lots of content, so...
Apologise to everyone.
but getting it out there.
It's one of those things we just got to do, I guess. But we really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
A few of you guys had a couple questions. That was one of the main ones was, you know, what kind of gear do we take over, or what are we, you know, us putting up stories and photos all the time, what do we have? So maybe do you want to go around and say what we bought and what we were shooting with?
Well, for me, I had my Nikon Z6 because I wanted a lot of cinematic stuff for Calais. And then apart from that, I didn't have, like, reels, we only use our iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't bring drones because the government is super strict with drones. We didn't bother. Yeah. Oh, and my filming. That was me. Yeah.
I was mostly shooting on film the whole time. So I had my two film cameras.
What film is do you got?
Contax T2 is my main one, and then an Olympus MJU2 is the other little smaller one.
Yeah, sick.
We're shooting on there most of the time. Had my Nikon as well, didn't shoot that much on that. And then phone for the photos of stories and reels and that sort of stuff, but a pretty minimal setup.
Yeah, very minimal. I think because Chad and Zandrona had the big 70 to 200s,
yeah,
big bodies shooting them. So we got our kind of long form kind of cinematic shoots from them, and then we kind of ran around with our phones a lot.
Yeah.
And filming.
You know what's crazy is that at the end of the day, the reels and the TikToks that we film with our iPhone are probably kind of what got us this job.
Yeah.
And you say you need all this expensive gear when the thing we use the most was our iPhones for all the real content over there, which is just insane. That's how good the cameras are these days.
Oh, literally. And not even like 4K, anything hectic, just 1080, 30p.
So yeah, we're kind of worried because it was the first time traveling since COVID, how it all goes, how you show your vaccination, whether you got COVID or not. But it was so cruisy, especially in a foreign country. Like, we just needed our international vaccine card, which took 2 seconds in our MyGov. And then we just had to get a PCR when we arrived in Abu Dhabi. And we literally just showed everyone the text. All security, we showed the text that we got a negative, and that was it. Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, cruisy, really.
Even coming back to Australia, you know, do your G2G pass.
G2G, and
scan it at the airport and you're in.
Yeah.
Massive hassle, but it's not really at the moment.
Yeah, I think they've just got so much traffic going through there now that they can't be, you know, it's too many people to stop and ask questions. So they're just...
I think the only thing that was kind of on my mind was, if you get COVID, what's their setup? Like, where do you go if you get COVID, if it's that bad or whatever.
But yeah. But, you know, there's insurances and travel insurances and stuff like that.
Our airline ticket, Etihad, supplied us with a little budget if we get COVID, if we need extra accommodation.
Yeah.
What was it? It was like €150 or something?
£100 a day.
£100 a day. So, yeah, like, pretty cool, really.
Just looking into your insurances and stuff like that. We all had private travel insurance as well, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
If we got COVID, we could get covered and pay for, you know, food and expenses and stuff like that.
A lot more simple than you think, though.
100%.
Getting through airports and traveling around, so.
Yeah, keen for everyone and hear everyone's stories.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, Calais, we just launched our Bali trip for end of November, which we're so excited about.
Just today, we're so stoked to get that on the road. We're obviously super keen to get traveling, but would love to bring a crew of people that we haven't quite met yet and that are keen to get into content creation and just show them about... what everything's about and get going.
That's at the end of November. Dates so far are the 27th to the 4th of December. So if you're keen, have a look online, links in our bios. So go check that out and see what it's about. Yeah.
So basically involves learning the Balinese culture, having fun as well. There'll be some surf lessons and et cetera. But the main focus around it, the reason we're hosting it, is we'll be running content creation workshops and the business, the social media side as well, whether it's short form, cinematics, photography, directed shoots, all of the above. So if you've got even a slight interest and you don't need the gear for it, if you've got a slight interest or passion in creating, it could be for you.
Yeah, definitely. That could be sick. I'm so excited for that. Super keen to see you guys' response.
Yeah, a couple of us have got some other travel plans this year. Jax is currently in Tasmania, cruising around there, and should see some content coming out of there very soon.
Yeah,
a few of us boys are also heading to Bali in a couple of weeks, really. So we're going to get some content ready for promotion for this Bali trip in November. And hopefully just have a blast over there and enjoy the time.
I'll be in Broome, so the boys are spread out.
Pricey's got the complex to himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Just hustling away.
Yeah, just keep busy. Yeah. You know?
Holding the fort down.
Yeah, someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. Yeah. But it should be an exciting year. So, yeah, we're keen to keep having chats. So, thanks for listening along and keen for the next one.
Yeah. Cheers. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
Yo.